1-800-930-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. And you can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up on most of the major podcast sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, it is up on castbox.com. And we've got a packed show for you tonight. So if you would like more information, you can always check the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Doug Houston with Patriot Roofing. He will get us up to speed on what they can offer our veterans and military. Also, we'll talk with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He'll give us the latest on the upcoming Blue Star Salute Foundation event at the battleship. Also, Vietnam-era Blue Water Navy vets may be one step closer to receiving benefits for their service. And President Trump pardons a U.S. soldier. Of course, later on Tom's Tirade, life on the animal farm. Oh, we might have to change that to the swamp, but anyway, it fits. But first, it is an honor and privilege to be joined on SBN by Lieutenant Commander Frank Starr from the JROTC program at Robert Stale High School. Lieutenant Commander, thank you for your service and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, thank you, sir.
I talked with you earlier today, and you've got some fantastic information coming out of Robert Stale High School with basically you're going to have a special signing day for students that are expected to sign letters of intent to join the military. Tell us about it.
That's right. You know, a lot of schools have national signing days for others, you know, for sports. And the school wanted to do something to honor these kids that are signing for the military, whether they're going to go to ROTC or an academy or if they're enlisting. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we're having a signing of 25 Robert Stale High School students that are going to one or more of the military services.
That's unbelievable. 25 students?
That is outstanding.
Yeah, 25 and multiple services. All the services are going to be represented tomorrow. recruiters will be there. We got a big signing ceremony we're going to do, and some refreshments as well. So we're expecting a very special day for our recruits.
Outstanding. And that's going to be tomorrow at 9 o'clock at Robert Stahel High School. The public is invited. But I know there were some exciting things that happened this year for your program. I know you had some new programs that that placed locally and nationally. Tell us a little bit about some of the new teams that you had.
Sure. Earlier this year, let me back up and just say Robert Stahel High School has always been heavily involved in community service. Typically, year in, year out, over 10,000 hours per year of community and school support, which you can, as you would know, is a lot of hours for a smaller rural school. But this year, we wanted to take on some more of the teams and give the kids some opportunities that they had not had enjoyed in the past. So we started really four teams this year. One of those was our what's called a brain brawl, which is an academic team where questions are asked and the kids buzz in. That team went on to finish number five in Area 8. And Area 8, by the way, includes five state area. That's our Navy JROTC area. So they finished number five, first year out, pretty good showing. Our orienteering team, orienteering is much like land navigation, where they run through the woods with a compass and a map and try to locate points. That team finished number six at the Area 8 Championship and later went out to California for the Navy JROTC National Championship and finished officially tied for 12th out there. Then our air rifle team finished number nine at the Area 8 Championship. And our fourth team was what's called Sea-Perch. Sea-Perch is a STEM team where they take a submarine kit. They have to build the kit, and then they have to put it in the water and compete against other schools. And we were fortunate enough to compete against a local school this year as well. So pretty good showing, especially considering they're all brand-new teams.
That's absolutely outstanding, and I know not only did they represent themselves well in these competitions, but they've got some fantastic opportunities coming up in college in terms of the number of scholarships and the amount of scholarships.
Absolutely. All together, my partner, Pes Theodoro, today was running the numbers for us, and based on the amount of scholarships that these kids have earned for this year, as well as GI Bill money that they're going to receive, that number is right at just under $3 million. So that's a great opportunity for those kids down the road, if they decide to go ahead and pursue college, and obviously most of them will at some point. But $3 million for a handful of 25 kids here in Robert Stahel, that's a good amount of cash and a good showing for our guys.
That is absolutely outstanding. And I know we got about a minute left, Lieutenant Commander, but I know you had a lot of changes in the school and in the program over the last year, but you're looking at 165 cadets this year, which includes some from Alberta. How many are you looking at next year?
Right now, the early numbers look like we may even exceed 200, including the ones from Alberta. So you're exactly right. And that's you mentioned the changes, and that was just one of the changes. The Alberta kids have really fit in, right in, just like, the rest of the Robert Stahel guys. No issues there. Principal Bailey down at Alberta has been a big fan of ours and helped us out, as well as Principal Sharp. And let me just, if you don't mind, say that Superintendent Tyler is probably our biggest fan. He paid for our trip out to California to go out and compete at the national championship. And everybody in this community, the Rotary Club, the American Legion, all the organizations, all the parents, nobody has said no to us at anything we've asked for.
15. That is outstanding. Well, Lieutenant Commander Starr from the Robert Stahel ROTC, the event is tomorrow night or tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. At Robert Stahel High School. Lieutenant Commander Starr, don't be a stranger. Always join us to tell us what fantastic things your cadets are doing. We appreciate all your hard work and your service, And thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back. And thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by one of our great sponsors from Patriot Roofing, Mr. Doug Houston. Doug, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to tell you guys how much we appreciate you letting us be a sponsor and being able to represent you guys.
Man, I tell you what, Doug, it's a pleasure to have you on board here. You're an old radio and TV voice here on the Gulf Coast and the Southeast for quite a few years, but now you've teamed up with Stephen and Farley over there at the Patriot Home. That's actually Patriot Home Construction Company now.
And, yes, it is.
And roofing is one of your major components that you do. Give us a little insight about these fortified roofs. What the hell are we talking about?
Well, you know, first let me back up a little. Excuse me.
All right.
Let me back up a little bit. We've been in the roofing business for quite a while.
Okay.
And as we've done this, people have had a lot of damage, other damage other than roofing. So Stephen decided to change the name, to the home construction part of it, because now we also do repairs and remodeling.
Okay.
Because when we do a roof, a lot of times people have a lot of repairs from it. So that's what got us into that part of it.
Hmm. Okay. So y'all just kind of moved over and encompassed another area of the construction work.
Yeah, we try to meet the need of every customer.
All right. That's neat. That's neat.
The fortified part of it is it's an enhanced part of the roof that would allow people to take a substantial or get a substantial discount on their homeowner's insurance.
Okay. Now, is this a real high-dollar investment for people I guess if you start from scratch and just going to pay it all out of your pocket, that's one thing. But then if you have an insurance claim where you're replacing a roof, it's not that much.
No. Some of our competition charges quite a bit. We charge hardly nothing to have a certified inspector meet with us at the job site and do it throughout the process, and they issue a certificate to the homeowner.
Okay.
And that way, they can get a very significant discount on their insurance.
So you guys don't actually issue the certificate. This is somebody that's certified by the insurance companies or the federal government or whatever that has to issue this certification.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, but you guys have to build it to that spec, though.
Oh yes, definitely.
And knowing what they're going to be looking for when you call them and tell them to come out and check it and give your customer certification so they can get their discount on their insurance.
Exactly.
Well,
with the homeowners, if it's a homeowner's claim on the insurance, we meet with the adjuster. They file the claim. we meet with the adjuster. We take all the problems off the homeowner. You know, to meet up with, you know, a lot of people are not really comfortable
right
with meeting an adjuster because they don't know the terms and stuff that they, you know, put out.
And the
so we handle it from the beginning of the end for them.
Right, and then in the current laws, too, they've changed the laws every few years, so homeowner's not going to be aware of all that.
Well, yes, it's the laws and the specifications that have to go into making fortified roofs or really any roof.
Right. Well, I tell you, you know, we've got all of this hurricane weather that they're predicting for this summer, with like 12 hurricanes or 12 storms, 6 hurricanes and 2 majors and what have you. And, you know, it's like a 27% possibility we'll get one here on the Gulf Coast. So, well, you know, if we have that problem, then we in turn can get in touch with you guys at Patriot Roofing or in Patriot Home Construction Company.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's awesome. Okay. So we, but you know what I like about that, Doug, is the fact that you guys are here. You're home folks.
And we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like some of the companies that, for instance, after a storm, they come in, they give you a cheap roofing price, and they're long gone.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a problem afterwards, you can't find them.
Right.
We're here, and
right.
we're going to stay here.
Well, you're here, you're going to stay here, and you're going to give a warranty and take care of it if there is a problem.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yep. And, you know, and the fact that you guys are veterans, this is a veterans organization. You know, Army Dog and Steven is a Marine. So, you know, we got a good combination there.
Well, I want to, you know, bring up, too, also, we give a significant discount to a veteran.
Uh-oh, that's cool.
Awesome. We know we've been there, done through. We know what it takes to serve our country, so we feel like we should pay back.
Well, and he undoubtedly is very serious about that because he named his company Patriot, and he's certainly a patriot.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Stevens is an old Marine, and he's been there and done that.
Right.
And like I said, he's, you know, spent 15, 20 years in the roofing business, so he knows what he's doing.
Right. That's cool.
But I would like to point out to folks also that we do serve Mobile and Baldwin County, not just Mobile, but Baldwin County also.
Okay.
We do quite a bit in Baldwin County.
Right. Well, I know that you live over here down on the island, and Stephen is in lives in Baldwin County, so you've kind of got the two counties covered.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've got representatives covering all areas of Baldwin County and Mobile County, really.
That's awesome. Well, give us a little rundown on phone numbers, and do you guys have a website or Facebook?
Oh, yes, we've got all three.
Okay.
Our phone number is 251, of course, that's Alabama, 270-1102.
All right.
Just that number's manned 24 hours a day. On Facebook, it's Patriot Home Construction, Inc. And on the web, you find us at patriotllc.org.
All right. That's cool. Doug, appreciate you being on board there. And you and Stephen, you guys are doing an awesome job. Glad to have you on board as a sponsor and appreciate you taking care of our veterans.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. And we would like to extend a invitation and a hello to your lovely wife, Marcia.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Y'all take care.
Have a blessed one, brother. See you.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Cal, you've got another subject we need to bring up, don't you?
Well, real quick, we only got about a minute, but we want to thank Doug and everything that he and Stephen and Patriot are doing for our veterans and military. But real quick, the Blue Water Navy veterans from Vietnam, we discussed the fact that there was a court ruling that might have impacted their eligibility for disability benefits, but the House has moved to accelerate extending disability benefits to those veterans. It's passed the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and it now goes to the full House for a vote. Interestingly enough, members of the Senate are considering similar legislation proposed by Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat out of New York, who's also running for president or the nomination. And hers, the legislation will basically expand the affected geographic regions off the coast. It also adds eligibility to troops who served in the Korean DMZ between September 67 and 71. and also requires the VA to identify U.S. bases in Thailand where it was the Agent Orange was used. So it expands it. It's not a done deal yet. It still has to pass and, of course, be signed. But it looks like the VA is no longer opposing it, Tom, I guess is the best way to put it.
Right.
So good news. We'll keep an eye on that and let you know how that moves forward. As always, you can go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans and 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And it is a privilege to be joined by a veteran and patriot, Mr. Lou Lartigue, with the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thank you for your service, and welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Lou, for having us on.
Yep. It's a pleasure to have you on, Lou, as usual, and you're full of information. I know it pertains to things relating to our armed forces and our veterans in this area. Bring us up to date. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I tell you, we got our big Armed Forces Day and Blue Star Foundation salute coming up on the 18th, which is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Right.
And it's going to be a big one. This is our sixth that we've had in Mobile. Of course, this is the 15th annual Blue Star Salute for the state of Alabama. And we've hosted down here in Mobile for the past 6 years. We've hosted the event out at the Battleship Alabama, and it's co-sponsored. This event is co-sponsored by the City of Mobile and the Battleship, so they are a very big player in our event this year.
Unbelievable! Now, don't you guys have that 5K run again this year?
Yes, we do. That's one of the highlights of the day's activities. We start off in the morning at 6:30. And we call the formation together, and we give a kind of a retreat for our fallen heroes.
Right.
Our fallen heroes from the state of Alabama since 2001. That's what it's all about. And we have a picture board up there with every one of them's picture. And each one of the runners on this 5K run, on their bib, they had the name of one of those soldiers on their bib.
So they're actually running from one of our deceased veterans.
One of our fallen for the state
of
Alabama.
One of our fallen.
And they can actually come up and view, and we'll have a solemn moment of silence prior to the run kicking off at 6:30. And then the runners will go get in line and take off for their run. And we also have a one-mile fun run and a walk event that goes along with it. And they actually go right down the causeway, turn around, and then come back up the causeway. So it's kind of a kind of a neat experience for the run community.
It is. I mean, especially it's good terrain they're running on. They're just running on the causeway.
Oh, it is. It's kind of really neat. I've driven it haven't run it.
Yeah. But, oh, I'm not running it either. I'm not even going to walk it.
But the runners love it. Early in the morning like that, looking out over Mobile Bay, and it's a tremendous event. And we come back at and have our award ceremony at 8 o'clock. And then we got a big part of the event is the we have a helicopter from Black Hawk from the Alabama Air National Guard comes in and picks up a parachute team.
Mm-hmm.
And this parachute team is from Fort Benning, Georgia, and they're called the Silver Wings.
That's an awesome group.
Yeah, and they go up at about, I guess, around 12,000 feet and exit the aircraft.
Jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Damn, go figure that.
Last year we had them, and the crowd was just, they really loved them. And they come in and they bring the American flag.
Right.
And the American flag is then given to the Buffalo Soldiers.
That's awesome.
And they'll be presenting the colors on horseback, and that's also quite an event to see those.
That's an awesome event within itself.
Yeah, so it's and that just kicks off today, and we're going to have the 151st National Guard Band there, and vocalist Rob Robinson from the Birmingham Symphonic is going to be there singing and entertaining us, and so that's also it's going to be a great event, and then we kick off our the helicopter comes back and lands, and then we have the Blue Star Salute Memorial Ride. Over 200 motorcyclists come in the park and come around, and before we kick off our ceremony at 10 o'clock.
Wonder how many of those Rolling Thunder motorcycle people will be in there. What have y'all had in the past?
We've had not only Patriot Guard riders, but we've had the Buffalo Soldier riders. We've had American Legion riders and all of the different motorcycle groups.
Yeah, the Leathernecks and all, yeah.
Yeah, and they all come in and join together.
Ooh,
and,
yeah, you'll have a couple of hundred of those then.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a string of them. And that's also a great tribute with all the flags that they carry. And so it's very patriotic and
it
very
sure
moving.
Is, yeah. What about some children's events?
We're going to have some face painting. We're going to have hopefully the rock wall there for rock wall climbing from the National Guard. We're going to have some National Guard units in there. We got the signal unit from over at Fort Whiting is going to be there with their satellite terminals and demonstrating their capability. We're going to have some of the heavy lift transportation assets from the National Guard there. So we're going to have different National Guard units that the kids can go look. And then the helicopter lands, they'll be able to go out and look at the helicopter and talk to the flight crew and everything. So
well, that's neat because you have all the other airplanes and all the other vehicles, different series of Army and Air Force and all. But is that a B-52 bomber that's out there, too? And I think the one of the spy planes is there as well.
Oh, yeah. They got the battleship itself on the grounds. They have the B-52 and the SR-71 and, of course, all of the armored vehicles and stuff out there in the park area, and we'll have concessions there from all of the VSOs, the Veteran Service Organizations. We'll have tents set up, and we'll have other vendors there with military gear and everything. So, right now we've got 38 vendors and VSOs setting up, and probably have more by next week.
Well, now, the Blue Star Salute Celebration is free of charge, but I think the public is invited to attend, and there is a $4 parking fee to enter the USS Alabama.
Using user fee and the park is donating their time and grounds and everything to us for this event. So, you know, it's only fitting that
right.
The people who come in and observe it pay that park usage fee.
Well, I think they're going to get a chance to view all of the other, even the drone is on the grounds there, that all these other particular pieces of equipment that they can look at and check out. So it's just like visiting the battleship anyway.
Oh, yes, exactly. And then, of course, if they want to go in the battleship, they can, and the aircraft pavilion and the drum and so forth, they can pay to go in, to, you know, registration and go in and see that. We're going to have a the galley there at the Battleship Alabama will have their food truck out there, so we'll be selling hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and everything. So, you know, it'll be time. And after the ceremony that we have at 10 o'clock, ending that ceremony at 11 o'clock, we have a U.S. Coast Guard flyover. So the Coast Guard's going to do a flyover and final tribute to our fallen soldiers, and they do a fantastic job. They come in as low as they can.
There you go.
And, and of course, we'll have the bagpipes and everything sounding. So it's a very moving event. And after that is over, then, of course, the public is invited to go out and visit all the vendors and take into looking at all of the displays and everything that we have set up out there. So it's a good tribute to not only honor our fallen from the state of Alabama, but to also recognize our men and women who are currently serving in Armed Forces Day.
Do you have a record there of how many troops that we've lost, say, since 2001?
It'll be included in the program. We have a list of everyone by year that we have lost. And during the ceremony, we will have the Gold Star. We'll have some Gold Star families there in attendance who will take in place a rose at the Soldier's Cross and as part of the ceremony that we have. So, and I think it's around 280 some odd. I may stand corrected on that, but I have a list here, but I hadn't gone down and counted them.
Oh, I understand. I just thought you might have a list there. But now, if they want to do it, online registration for the Blue Star Salute 5K Memorial Run and Walk, it's available at www.eventbrite.com. But you can
they can also go to
McCoy's.
www.armedforcesdaymobile.com and get the link to Everbrite. Or they can go by the McCoy's or the other locations that we have listed.
Right.
And they can go to that that website and find out exactly where that's at to register. And we have a lot of people that want to wait, but I think to see what the weather's going to be. But as far as I know, looking at the long-range forecast, it's supposed to be nice that weekend.
Oh, so, it is going to be nice. We know that. Appreciate you being on tonight, brother.
Okay, thank you much for having me.
All right, Lou, have a good one, brother. We're going
to take
a short break, and we'll get word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we die, spouting a flame from under. Off with one.
Necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Among other things to which the Obama administration has given rise, outside of my blood pressure, is a seemingly greater appreciation for the classics. Oh, yes, the classics. And I'm not talking about Southern rock.
Get back, my bullet.
Although there has certainly been an outcry for that. No, the classics to which I am referring are the books which, if you were like me, were forced to read at some point during our time in the Little Red Schoolhouse. Some of you old codgers were there. The late Ayn Rand, the Russian-born American novelist, has once again become vogue, with her novels flying off the shelves and crowds flocking to big-screen adaptions of her books. And for those of you in the Ninth Ward, they are not movies about damn vampires. Well, unless you consider the blood-sucking bureaucrats in the government. No, Rand was amongst a group of authors that possessed an extraordinary ability to peer into the future existence for those that at the time were living in freedom. It could be because some, like Rand,
had been forced to flee from the oppression of the burgeoning communist state in the Soviet Union. Others like George Orwell, whose novel 1984 is referenced daily by right-wingers and libertarians in the aftermath of the NSA domestic spying scandal, simply elaborated on the progressive culture which he found at work in his native England during the 30s and 40s. 1984's recent revival in the popular culture is due largely to its prescient description of an omniscient, oppressive, collectivist government commonly known as Big Brother, which many at the time attributed to the communists in the Soviet Union. Of course, today it is more commonly associated with the Obama administration than Putnam's Kremlin.
Oh, the times, they are changing.
Orwell's literary companion to 1984 is his allegorical novella, Animal Farm, which he wrote as a commentary on the Soviet Union, that he believed had become a brutal dictatorship, built upon a cult of personality enforced by a ring of terror. Wait, cult of personality? Ring of terror? You sure old Georgie wasn't writing about Stalin and Uncle Joe, and not Obama and Uncle Joe? I'm just saying. Anyway, for those of you who slept through the discussion on Animal Farm during ninth grade English class, the book tells a tale of a group of farm animals that revolt against the man, ousting the farmer and renaming the farm Animal Farm. They immediately adopt the seven commandments of animalism, the most important of which is all animals are equal. We've heard that before. In the course of the story, a group of pigs led by a porker named Napoleon come to rule over the other animals on the farm, and the seven commandments were reduced to a single self-serving phrase: all animals are equal. But some animals are more equal than others. As the novel closes, the pigs have allied themselves with their former human enemies, and the other animals on the farm, now enslaved as before, can no longer distinguish between the two. Now, don't get me wrong. You all know that I love me some pig for dinner, our lunch, our afternoon snacks.
The original pork-eating crusader.
But that is all about having the pig on the table, not at the table, as most government bureaucrats prefer to feed at the taxpayer trough without competition. Meanwhile, back to this thing about some pigs are more equal than others. In the midst of all of this comes a decision from the Pentagon. The announcement from Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel stated that, get this now, guys, quote, homosexual marriage leave, what, is effective immediately and allows for up to 10 days of extra leave for gay and lesbian service members assigned more than 100 miles from a state where some sex marriages are legal. The policy is supposed to allow these service members the extra time in order to be able to travel to a state where they can be married. The extra days will not count against their standard 30 days of leave. Of course, the dictum from the dipshit drew criticism from those who believe that we are a nation of laws and not a cult of personality. Senator James Inhofe, ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, suggested that Obama had again overstepped his legal authority in granting the extra days, citing the fact that military leave is granted by statute, and while there are currently provisions for adoptions, childbirth, and emergencies, there is no special provision for marriage, whether it's Dick and Jane or Dick and, well, Dick. He further warned, quote, the administration is eroding our military's historical apolitical stance by using it as their activism arm for their liberal social agenda. Amen. As we mentioned before on SBN, when the DOD dictated that it would extend benefits to same-sex couples, that simply signed a statement saying they were really in love with each other. This new policy is not only unwise, it is unconstitutional. The Constitution provides for equal protection for all under the law. All animals are equal, so to speak. And this has served as the foundation for our liberty and freedom for over 200 years. Hagel's dictum turns that protection squarely on its ear, creating a special class of citizens with special benefits within the nation's military. Some animals are more equal. Don't get me wrong, if any couple, gay or straight, wants to get married, they can and do use their regular leave time in order to do it, whether they march down to the Justice of the Peace or head home for a big party. And even if such a measure was necessary, just how does it take 10 damn days to get married? That's enough time for not only the wedding and the reception, but also the honeymoon and the hangover.
Don't be afraid to ride the lightning.
Stop! Stop! In the face! In the face!
The policy should be challenged immediately by Inhofe and the rest of the gang in Congress because it is yet another attempt by the administration to ram an unpopular policy down the throat of our republic in order to implant its tentacles into society before we have time to say enough. And that is just what I've had. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, well, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Hey, real quick, President Donald Trump is pardoning former U.S. soldier, Army First Lieutenant Michael Behena of Oklahoma. And I think he did so, he made the right decision there. But that's going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!